CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel, so we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you.
It's my first time ever cycling to the station from my house,
but that's neat. That's
traffic
good.
In Lennoxville is insane.
Mm-hmm. So, movies, did you see one this week?
I did see one.
Okay, great.
It wasn't honestly the one I wanted to see. Mm-hmm. I seem to have been putting off Crazy Rich Asians for weeks now just because it's not at a good time or it's not... Anyway, so that didn't happen. But I said, I will take one for the team and go see the new Jennifer Garner movie called Peppermint. Peppermint, yes. And it has... It's called Peppermint because of the ice cream flavor that Jennifer Garner's little daughter in the movie was eating at the time she and her dad were gunned down on her birthday at a carnival. I mean, it was truly awful. And so this movie, not surprisingly, is it's a revenge movie. Mm-hmm. And the difference between this movie and many other revenge movies... Particularly those that there seem to be a lot of them starring Liam Neeson. Mm-hmm. These movies like Taken and Taken 2 and is that in this case the protagonist Jennifer Garner is the person who goes after the incredibly bad guys. But she did try initially. She tried to do it the right way. Mm-hmm. She herself was injured in the course of this this horrible killing, but she recovers from her injuries and testifies at the trial of the three men who she saw gun down her family. And this is not a spoiler alert, but surprise, surprise, it does not go well for her, and she is, I guess, forced, or some. She would believe that she is forced to take the law into her own hands.
Okay.
And she does so in usually a spectacular fashion. And she not only ends up going after the three actual killers that she saw in the drive-by, in the car that drove by and shot her family, but... there's a whole network of really bad guys, and she finds herself kind of going after all of them. What they didn't have on screen, which I thought was kind of too bad, was when she left the hospital, after she left the hospital and she went home, and then she ended up just abandoning her old life, she stole money. She won quite a lot of money and got herself to I think it was Hong Kong, and became a superb martial artist. But they didn't have any of that. So I thought, well, that would have been kind of fun to watch. And I gather from interviews that she's given that she did indeed do a lot of training for this movie. I mean, she's already in pretty good shape, especially because at this point she's mid to late 40s. I think she's 46 or so years old. But they didn't have that. So what we're left with is this very sad scene of her family being killed, and then many scenes of absolute carnage that she invokes to make just vengeance. It's pure vengeance. My husband said it was just a lot like, who is that character that Sylvester Stallone played? And, oh, Rambo. Yes, that's who she is a lot like. She's like Rambette, and she's very deadly. So I won't go into great detail about it, except to say that it is what it is. I went knowing what to expect, pretty much. I had read some reviews. I typically don't go to see revenge movies because I don't like them. But this was available. It was at the right time. I thought, people are going to want to see this. I might as well go and tell them what to expect. So that's what you can expect, is lots and lots of violence. But it's all perpetrated by this kind of lovely young woman who has turned into a, well, a crazed revenge killer. Mm-hmm. Oh, and there are some dirty cops in there as well. So it was a little disconcerting. Mind you, it takes place in Los Angeles, so and it's kind of seems to be just a, oh my God, I think the word is a trope of movies, that the really bad guys are Hispanic and have thousands of tattoos, mm-hmm. each one. So that there was a lot of that, and I thought, well, you know, I'm not so sure about this, but this is not unusual for this kind of movie. There were a few kind of regular white Anglo-Saxon bad guys, but not too many.
Okay.
And it was mostly tattooed Hispanics that were the truly bad guys. Anyway, so go see it if you are inclined to this kind of movie. Otherwise, there are some other movies there. Crazy Rich Asians is still there in English. Kind of a Asian romantic comedy, mm-hmm. getting lots of good buzz, lots of good reviews. I may at some point get to see it, but probably not this week. There's a horror movie, another one that I said I don't think I'm going to make a beeline to, this one called The Nun. And I did watch some previews, and I watched the little video trailer that they have on the Maison de Cinema site, and I thought, not for me. Definitely a horror movie. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you who made it, but I think it was made by a director who has made a lot of horror movies and is very, very successful with them. The other movie which is there in English, it's called, just one second, well, in French, Recherche, and in English, Searching. And it is an English language movie featuring John Cho as a dad looking for his teenage daughter, which I find kind of funny because I always thought John Cho was about 20 years old, but obviously he's aged along with everybody else, and he now has a teenage daughter, and he is searching for her. And I think that was doing okay. I wouldn't count on it being there in English a whole lot longer, just because of the way things work at the Maison de Cinema, where films go frequently from English and French to just French, and then sometimes just at a really terrible time, like 10 o'clock at night, and then kind of gone. So I would say, although it doesn't say that it's its last week, I would say if you would like to see that movie, go quickly. Another one, and this actually is in its last week, so depending on when you hear this, it may not be there anymore, is one called Kin. And that seems to be a movie aimed at the teens and tweens of North America. It's the same people who brought Stranger Things 1 and 2 to Netflix, which I did quite like, but I didn't go see this one. And I think by the time I'm ready to see it, it will be gone. The other movie, which is still there in English, and this is the one that you wouldn't know it's in English because it doesn't say it on the website, is called Black Klansman. Actually, you know what? I made a mistake. I think, in fact, it is no longer in both languages. I think it is only in French. Okay. And that was probably, of the various movies that are there, it probably was the best one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Crazy Rich Asians was even better, but I doubt it. Anyway, so that's what's happening this week. Next week, we have three new movies coming.
That's exciting.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. Coming. That's a little bit unheard of. Coming in... Oh, I'm sorry. In fact, it's four.
Wow.
Movies. Yeah, this is absolutely unheard of. Four movies coming in English, and they seem to be all different kinds of movies. One is a horror movie, Predator, yet another version of the Predator series, which I'll see it if my husband wants to go, otherwise probably not. Another one called A Small Favor, with a very good cast, two young women who are really kind of up-and-comers in Hollywood, Blake Lively, and she'll, anyway, another woman whose name escapes me at the moment. And then there's a British film with, again, a really good cast, Emily Mortimer and Bill Nighy and Patricia Clarkson. And it's called The Bookshop. And this one, The Bookshop. And it's also been getting good reviews on places like Rotten Tomatoes, so I think that's a good sign. And I happen to like those three performers. They are really good. And let's see. And this other one that I have only just seen is called The Children Act, and it's a drama, and it's in English. So I think that's it's in English and French, but mostly English because it's an English film. So that's okay. Predator, Bookshop, The Children Act, and A Small Favor, and these are all starting on Friday.
Oh, interesting.
Of this week.
Good.
Yeah, and they're all different. One is the Children Act. Actually, it's a book I read a few years ago. It was a wonderful book, and it's an adult drama. The Bookshop looks like a kind of it's a British film. It's hard to tell if it's a comedy or a drama or some combination. And then the Small Favor, it's a suspense with lots of twists and turns in it. And The Predator, I should have to find out. The Predator, the newest Predator. Oh, it's just called The Predator. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's a horror film. Surprise, surprise. So there's a variety, four movies coming on Friday, all different genres. Mm-hmm. And I think what'll happen for me, trying to find a movie, it'll be a little harder to choose a movie, so I don't have to wade through horror movies and movies directed towards preteens. So anyway, so a good thing at the Maison de Cinéma. Again, they are very nice there, I must admit, whenever I go, and they kind of know me now.
Mm-hmm. They are very nice there.
And they're so nice, and they say, bon film, and just very pleasant people. There's virtually never a crazy long lineup, because their system is a very efficient system for delivering tickets and snacks at the same time. And, of course, the place has 16 cinemas, so there's oodles and oodles of movies to choose from. And usually there's typically at least three or four that are in English.
Good.
So, excellent.
Good.
Okay, so I guess that's it for this week. Good movies coming soon, very soon. Still a couple of good movies playing there at the moment. Crazy Rich Asians is one. Maybe it's the only one that I feel like I really should go and see. And unfortunately, The Black Klansman, which was probably the best one they've had there for a while, is not there anymore. So, too bad if you missed it, as I did. My friend went to see it, and I thought, oh, fine, she can talk about it, which she did.
She did.
But I thought, oh, too bad I didn't go to see it. But anyway, once again, I guess I need to say this every week, they have the passes, the movie passes. You buy 8 movie passes for $56, which of course brings it to $7 a movie pass. You can use all of them yourself. You can spread them among your friends. They never expire. It simply means that you've only paid $7 to go into this particular movie, whatever it is that you happen to want to go and see. And I believe there is a student rate, which is, in fact, even less than that.
Good.
It's hard to say, oh, it's too expensive. Mm-hmm. It really isn't.
No, it isn't. Okay, thank you very much,
that's it for
Melanie.
This week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.